from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right. Thanks, Steph. Matt Simons along with Daryl the Guru Johnson. And I've been looking forward to this guest since I found out he was coming on last night. His name is Keith Smith. He works for SpoTrack, and he also has a podcast, NBA Front Office. You can subscribe to it on YouTube. He's based out of Orlando. He was the brainchild behind the bubble.
Uh-oh.
Keith, how you doing, man? Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We got a bunch of Warrior stuff that's kind of percolating, and I just want to get your thoughts on all of it. The first thing is that the Warriors pushed back Chris Paul's guarantee deadline from today to Sunday. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting and important thing, because what was going to happen was that today, if they hadn't waived Chris Paul, he would have been on the books for $30 million. That obviously would have, if they kept him, would have put them in a tough spot to achieve some of the goals they've talked about of maybe getting under the tax lines or at least out of the aprons and those kind of things. By pushing it back, what that does is that allows them to continue to explore trades using some, but more likely all, of Chris Paul's salary. So they've been linked to maybe having interest in trying to put something together to trade for Paul George, and that for Chris Paul's $30 million contract will go a long, long way to making that happen if the Warriors can pull it off.
Well, of course, Paul George has a decision to make tomorrow. And I almost get the sense he likely won't opt out tomorrow, but if he does opt out, does that effectively mean that the Warriors are unable to acquire him?
I never want to say unable, because there's always games you can play and you could move around some other money and stuff, but it's going to make it very, very hard, because the only way then they could acquire him realistically, because where we could take him signing a minimum contract or any of that foolishness off the table. So that would mean they would have to do a sign-in trade, and the sign-in trade would hard cap them at the tax apron for the kind of money Paul George would want, which is likely to be a max deal or really, really close. That would be very hard to make that happen. So their best bet is to see him pick up that option. Now, I think what is going to happen with Paul George is he's probably going to pick up that option, because that doesn't take any of the things off the table as far as extending with the Clippers. It also would put him in a position where Paul George could then find his way to another team by opting in via trade. It would make finding a trade far easier. So I think there's a chance that is how that plays out.
Let me ask you this, Keith. Great to have you on. Do you think Paul George is the biggest fish out there that's available in your estimation?
Yeah, I think so, because we saw guys like OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam already come off the board. I don't think anybody realistically thinks LeBron James is leaving the Lakers anytime soon. So that really kind of puts Paul George as the number one real free agent out there. And if you'd asked me, if we had this conversation a month or two ago, I probably would have said, yeah, you could kind of take him off the board too, because there was no real way I could have seen him leaving the Clippers. But every day that's gone by over the last couple months that he didn't sign an extension, didn't get anything long term done, increase the likelihood that he leaves. So that is a thing now that the Clippers may be having to prepare for a world where they may not have Paul George much longer.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for Spotrac, and he also has a podcast, NBA Front Office, on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to that. Great stuff on that podcast. Is it safe to assume that if the Warriors find a way to acquire Paul George, that it ensures... And I know, I forget the absolute, but it would likely mean Klay Thompson is not back with the Warriors.
Yeah, pretty likely. So the Warriors, by virtue of having Quentin Post and then trading him away and circling back around an hour or so later and buying the pick back to get him back, meant that they locked themselves into a hard cap at the second apron. And I think that might have been kind of purposeful for the Warriors. So I think one of the things that they were looking to do was set an upper spending limit this year of, hey, we're not going blowing past the second apron like we have in years past and putting a whole lot of restrictions on ourselves. So they kind of hard cap themselves there at that number as the most they can spend. And if you acquire Paul George, it's going to be really, really hard to then also fit a re-signed Klay Thompson in under there. And I've been kind of wondering, how long is Klay Thompson going to hang out and wait while the Clippers maybe pursue other players? Is Klay Thompson going to say, hey, if you're chasing Paul George when free agency opens and I get a good offer that I like, I may not give you time to circle back to me. I may just do what's best for me and sign elsewhere.
Yeah, Keith, that's what Warrior fans out here are on the edge of their seat with this Klay Thompson talk. My question to you is, we all know Klay started off slow, went to the bench, and then he got hot. And Keith, we were taking calls, reports were being written that maybe Orlando might throw 30 at him or Philly. Let's just say he's not in the Warrior plans. From where your vantage point right now, do you think 30 or anything over what they offered him, the Warriors going into this season, 24 is on the table for Klay Thompson somewhere else?
Yeah, I think if we get to 30 or more, you're talking it's a 1 or maybe 2 year deal. And that's where Orlando and Philly could come into play, because they might look at it and say, you know what, this is not a great free agent class. There's nobody else we're really going to get that could have the impact of a Klay Thompson via signing them or even in the trade market. So yeah, let's throw him a big number. What does it take? You want 30? You want 35? All right, let's kick you that big number. But if we're only doing it for a year, and then that way, if it doesn't work out, you're free and clear a year later, and you kind of get back to work then. So I think that is one of the options that we could see play out, with one of these teams that has cap space, is go after him. If he's insisting that it's got to be a long-term deal, I think he's going to maybe find himself waiting on the free agent market, because I think teams are looking at it and saying, hey, you're still a good player. Because I think people have gone too far with the whole, he can't play anymore, he's no good. Like, that's not true. He averaged 18 points, shot, pretty well from three. I think it was like 37-38% from three last year. So he can still play, but he's not the Klay Thompson that he was. I think the biggest slip has been on defense, where he was an all-defense level guy, and now he's just not that guy anymore. But I don't know that he's going to get that long-term deal if that's what he's looking for, unless for some reason the Warriors, everything else kind of goes away on them and they circle back and say, all right, let's get this done to kind of keep the core together for one last big run.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for Spotrac, and you can also hear him on Front Office Show on YouTube. It's a podcast, and you can subscribe to that. You're in Orlando. You're based in Orlando, and that's a team that is rumored to have some interest in Klay Thompson. Is it safe to assume that they are interested in Klay Thompson and likely Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
Yeah, I think Caldwell Pope fits what they want a little bit more, just because of the defense. I think they would be looking at him as somebody they might be willing to go a little bit more in for. He's a little younger too, so that makes a little bit more sense. But I'll say this with the Magic, even here locally, we don't find out anything from them. You can ask them very direct questions, and they'll say, oh, you know, free agency's, you know, a tough thing, and we'll try our best. And Jeff Weltman and crew, they keep things pretty under lock and key. So that's why we've all learned in the area, when people start saying, oh, Magic are going after this guy and that guy, it's not coming from the Magic. That means that if that intel is accurate, it's being out there from other sources. And then the Magic tend to, more often than not, they will say, all right, we can't trust a working relationship with you, and we walk away. Now, I think what's happened with Klay Thompson and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and a couple others is people are connecting dots, maybe more than true, real reporting and intel of, hey, this makes sense for Orlando. They could use a guy like this. You know, they are going to go, you know, try to do this kind of move, and that's where it starts to be like, all right, I kind of get where people are coming from.
Keith, let me ask you this. I wake up this morning, and just to double back to Klay, and you just, you know, talked about him. He was reported, if he's not in Golden State, Denver and Dallas would be possibly interested in his services. From where you're at right now, just reading the tea leaves and the chessboard that is the NBA free agency, what's your gut tell you about if he were to be on another team, where would he land?
I kind of think it might be Philly on like a really big 1-year deal where they bring him in and say, hey, we're going to pay you for 1 year and we'll figure it all out beyond this and kind of go forward. I wouldn't be surprised if that's where it goes, because if you start looking at the board for Philadelphia, in this case, if we take Paul George out of the mix, there's not a lot of guys left that they're going to spend big on. So I think what they might do is take that $60 million and say, all right, we're going to start spreading that around, three, four, five different guys, and one of them may get a big payday, and that could be somebody like Klay Thompson, would be a great fit there playing off Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for Spotrac, also has a podcast at Front Office Show. Last one, Keith, from me is, if the Warriors don't acquire Paul George, is there anybody else that they could target anywhere close to his stature? And is there any chance that they could not get Paul George and lose Klay Thompson?
Yeah, to the first part of your question, it's kind of tough because those kind of free agents aren't available this summer. And they could go for maybe a guy like DeMar DeRozan. That's a step down or two. I mean, I don't know where they would be at with some of the off-court stuff. Would they want to get involved on a guy like Miles Bridges in a sign-and-trade type situation, right, or something like that? But those are, again, sign-and-trades are hard for the Warriors with where they are salary-wise and tax-wise. So I'm not sure that's the direction they want to go. So then, to the second part of your question, I do wonder if this is one where they put a lot of eggs in the Paul George basket, things kind of take a while to play out and sort out, maybe then don't happen, and in the interim time, Klay Thompson has said, I'm done waiting around, I'm out of here, I'm moving off to another place, and then you're kind of stuck there. I still, if I had to put money on it, I got to believe Klay Thompson and the Warriors get back together. Now, let's try just me being romantic about basketball, because I don't want to see him play anywhere else. So, you know, that's creeping in there, too. But I think there is a chance, you know, the relationship continues. But I do think it's going to be kind of an interesting one to keep an eye on.
Keith, we'll get you out of here on this one. If I were to ask you, do you think Jonathan Kuminga is untouchable, how would you answer that?
I would say no. But the reason why is I think there's maybe about five untouchable players in the entire NBA. I think the biggest thing a lot of fans do is they go through and they'll tell you five players on every team's roster that are untouchable. Hard to trade, hard to get, sure, but untouchable, yeah. Now, I think the Warriors would rather keep him, because I think of all the two timelines, plans, and light years talk and all that, he's the one guy who's kind of panned out from that whole discussion. So I think they'd rather keep him. I think it's more likely they keep him, they sign him to a pretty good size rookie scale extension, and he's part of whatever they're building for not only the near term, but the long term as well.
Keith, thank you so good much stuff. For joining us, man. Really appreciate it, and you gave us a lot of clarity or as much clarity as you can in this situation. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. That's Keith Smith, Spotrac, and at Front Office Show on YouTube. It's a podcast. Go ahead and subscribe to it. Keith Smith. I got to tell you, I love interviews like that. Just direct, straightforward, information-packed. I like it.
Yeah, look at you.
I like it a lot.
Could you see Clay saying, you know what? Philly's offering me 1 year for 30. I'm out.
Yes.
Man.
Yes, I could. 888-957-9570 is the number. You just heard Keith Smith talking about a lot of possible scenarios. The one thing that I also heard from Keith Smith is if the Warriors don't get Paul George, there's not much else out there in terms of availability. He mentioned DeRozan. I like DeMar DeRozan, but he's a guy whose name hasn't really come up very
LaVine
much.
Either. It's been quiet there.
DeRozan, a free agent. LaVine under contract. Miles Bridges, he's got baggage galore. I don't know that the Warriors...
Draymond likes
I got to believe there's some teams that just don't want Miles Bridges. Mm. But some teams may want to take a flyer
but
on
Stani,
him.
But, you mentioned LaVine under contract. That almost enhances the... That's what the Warriors would... That would be the way to get him.
I mean...
If they fall off from, you know, PG-13 and you want to roll the dice, but I'm a Zach LaVine fan, and again, Stoney, I think you get anybody in here with the basketball brain around what the Warriors run with Steph and Dre, you become better. Like, I really believe that. And we saw it with Kevin Durant. I mean,
who's got the basketball brain?
Everybody that's in the NBA. Zach LaVine is a baller.
He's a baller, but he's,
yeah. Hey, Zach, we don't need you to be Elvis or John Lennon. Just be in the background.
Is there anybody that averaged 20 a game that you wouldn't want on the team? Or if you average 20, give them a contract.
No, that, I'm not saying that. You don't paint me out to be that.
The one thing you said that I disagree with is I think there's a huge difference. If the Warriors could get Paul George and keep Kuminga, I absolutely think Paul George would be very good for Kuminga's
you
game.
You think so?
Paul George is a playmaker. He can make plays for other guys. Wiggins hasn't made a play for another guy since he was at Kansas, basically.
But you know what about that? Why would Ballmer not insist on getting Kuminga in a return? Because like, you would need to submit to a urine test. Or, you know what I mean? Like, why would you not say, give us Kuminga if you want if we're letting this guy go?
Because maybe they don't like Kuminga. Or maybe they don't like him enough to want to pay him $35 million. Look, the team that acquires Kuminga is just like the Warriors. They're going to have to pay him. And the one thing I do believe is, I like Kuminga too, but... If Kuminga wants $160 million over 4 years,
man, whew, his game is not there. You'd be paying for the come.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No doubt about
it. I could see that. Like, I actually could see the Warriors thinking 35-ish is very high for Kuminga, and we need to think about it.
What do you think about Emmanuel Quickley's deal?
I think it's unbelievable.
Jonathan Kuminga is probably salivating, right?
No, you're right. No, boy. You're right. You're right. Quickly got 4 years.
It wasn't
five years.
It wasn't an extension, but yeah, 5 years.
5 years, 175.
Oh my God.
I mean, and that, look, that's going to be that's the kind of contract that Kuminga would likely want, and Emmanuel Quickley is a player who hasn't lived up to $175 million contract yet.
And may never.
But you're paying because you think he could be really good down the line. I mean, that's to me, that's the other problem. Not problem, but when you draft somebody like Kuminga or even James Wiseman, and you draft a player who is a project, what that ensures is you're going to have to make a decision on him before he's a finished product. That's what's going to happen when you draft a project. After 4 years, you're going to have to make a decision, and you're going to be like, oh, he's still got a long way to go, but he's come a long way already, and what are we going to figure out?
You know what I just thought when you just said that, partner?
Mm.
I'm going to a different sport, but I thought about why the Niners are going to give Brock Purdy a blank check. He's got skins on the wall so much to the degree of There's nothing to see here. We've already seen it. We didn't expect it, but Brock is so established with the, you know what I mean? Like, the Niners know what he can do. I get what you're saying. That's the scary part, is paying these guys and Kuminga for what you, when you get to that point. But for Brock Purdy, it's like, y'all already seen it. Just give me the check. Well, I'll sign it, you know? That's a good feeling to have, is what I'm saying.
Well, the only difference is Kuminga wants to get paid right now, so everything he's done is in the rearview mirror. Purdy better have a good year.
Yeah.
Well, Purdy's got to be pretty good this year. I mean,
I like the pretty good, and the odds of that are pretty good.
You would think.
Yeah.
Let's go to Miguel. I'm sorry, no. Murillo. Murillo first in Petaluma. Hey, Murillo, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
Ohio, being running some soccer camps.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my take. I like I said to Evan, I've been listening to the whole week of rah rah and not rah rah and the quote unquote sources. Ooh. But here's where I'm going with my just analyzing the situation, not trying to be a fan or a homer here. The Warriors are going to have to sit in their hands and bring this back. I think this Paul George is nothing but a smokescreen created by his camp. There is no benefit for the Warriors to deny it. So they're just going to let it play so they can have some leverage that I don't know what for, because the free agency, as our friend just mentioned to us, is pretty empty. Orlando didn't say anything. That thing was just another smokescreen. So that's what the frustrating part of this season, this part of the season is. It's a lot of smokescreen. I think the Warriors are going to have to bite the bullet, bring everything back, trying to work something with Kuminga, and maybe they can trade Chris Paul's contract for a couple small potatoes. But that's it. I don't think the Warriors can swing a big fish here. Mm. That's just my take. I think, like you said, Steiny, it's in the benefit of the Warriors and of the NBA and of all the parties covering to have the Warriors in all the rumors. Why would they deny it? There's no benefit for them to deny it. So they're just going to play along. But the reality is the money situation is tight. They're going to have to bite the bullet, sit in their hands, and bring it back. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
have a good weekend.
Thanks, Murillo. Appreciate it.
I would just respond to Murillo like I am, Steiny, with, hey, I get what you're saying, Murillo, but this ain't 2018. The Warriors did not have a good season on the basketball court. So sitting on, I don't know if they got the privilege to be able to. The Kirk Lakeup had a look like they were locked in, Steiny, and they are stern, and they got their foot on the gas pedal of trying to change what they look like. And Murillo, like, I ain't mad at you. That's how you feel. But it's, if you look around and believe it like I do, they're trying to change their identity.
You know what I find interesting is that it feels like if you're all in on Paul George, like, what do I want to say here? Like, the Warriors, if Paul George goes back to the Clippers, the bottom line is the Warriors wanted Paul George and couldn't get him. Like, I firmly believe they're trying to get Paul George.
Just like LeBron.
Well, and I guess here's what I'm not going to – here's what I think is – I mean, if you can be any way you want. Yeah. But the idea of I'm all in for Paul George, we don't get him. You know, I'm okay with running it back, too.
Well, that's me.
Well – like, why? Those things are so drastically different. Like,
but you got to keep living your life, though, Steiny.
Just acknowledge that it didn't work out.
No, my preference is Paul George, but I'm still a fan, and we're going to root. And I really do believe if you run it back, like, Morelli was saying, like, you still might have some action. But, I mean, you just don't stop living because you didn't close the deal.
Right, but you can't be happy about it. I mean, listen. If the Warriors if the Warriors don't acquire Paul George, I will say it was a risky move anyway
to pry him from that.
I'm not going to hold it against the Warriors. But what I'm saying is the facts will be the facts, and they will not have been able to land somebody that they really wanted to land. That's a fact.
So let me just throw this to you, Steiny. Let's just say there is no Paul George. Klay walks, and they get KCP somehow. Would you say, you know what, Goo? I think the Warriors are better.
Well, I don't know how they get KCP under that situation because he's a free agent. The one thing the Warriors can't do is just pay a free agent, you know, $25 million.
And that's what he's did, because what, he made 16 last year, right?
Yeah, or whatever, you know, whatever he wants.
A raise.
Oh, hell yeah. And he's going to get it.
Mm.
Like, he might get.
Well, that's why the Paul George thing is to close it. I just hate that he's at home. He's an L.A. kid, Steiny, and you're prying him from that. I think he's.
What part do you hate?
That Paul George really, I believe his core, he's doing this to just make Ballmer feel like he really wants to leave town, and they'll acquiesce and give him the 4 years.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. A lot of Warrior news coming down the pike. They have extended the deadline on a decision to guarantee Chris Paul's contract to $30 million. That's been pushed to Sunday.
Wow.
Mark Stein reporting that the Warriors' biggest focus is to acquire Paul George. Right now, it is the top of their priority list, and it's all they're working on, according to Mark Stein. What do you think when you hear that, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. It's getting exciting. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Next question. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Eminem, take it to the bank.
Look at you.
You got to love 8 Mile.
That was a great movie.
I never saw it.
Speaking of which, I owe you and your family an apology. We'll get to it before we get out of here.
It's all right, buddy. I hope you know that I was laughing through it all. You didn't, I'm not really mad. It's like
1:30.
Yeah, thank Evan. That's what I was going to do. I'll break it down.
1:30.
Okay. That's when we'll get to it. Two short seconds.
All righty. Here's what's going on, and there's a lot. The Golden State Warriors. Let me recap, and then I'll throw it to Goo, and then I want to play some sound for you. Chris Paul. The Warriors had a deadline today to decide whether his contract was going to be guaranteed. He, along with the Warriors, have pushed that back to Sunday. So the Warriors don't have to make a decision on Chris Paul till Sunday. Mark Stein is reporting that Paul George is the one and only priority right now for the Golden State Warriors, and that one of the reasons, well, I'm inferring this, one of the reasons they're pushing back this deadline on Chris Paul is to give him more time to try to get Paul George in some kind of a trade with the LA Clippers.
Okay.
Klay Thompson is said to be garnering interest in Denver and Dallas and Orlando and Philadelphia. So I think reports of the market drying up for Klay Thompson may not be entirely accurate, but we shall see. And there's one other thing, but I can't remember. I'll just ask Warrior fans this at 888-957-9570. You like where you're at right now? Do you like where you're at if you're the Warriors right now going into free agency? 888-957-9570.
I don't, Stani, and the only reason I don't is you know, whatever pitch they make to Paul George, the bottom line is if he decides he wants to leave his hometown, and I hate that part of it. I just hate, as we get down to it, the nitty-gritty and the buzzer goes off, that he stays in L.A., but if somehow they could pull it off, then I'm happy. But, partner, you know, just listen to what Keith said. When you look past Paul George, Stani, there's not much to choose from.
No, there's not. There's not. According to Keith Smith, I don't know who the number, you know, DeMar DeRozan is a free agent, but he's a free agent.
And that
they're
is
they're
going
to be
good.
Tough to get,
yeah.
if possible at all. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan's in San Leandro. What's up, Jay? Jonathan? How you doing, man?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Doing well.
Doing well. So I just wanted to compare. It sounds a little bit kind of like when Sharks were in a territory, we picked up a guy called E.K. Carlson, and it was quite a hefty contract. We were kind of in, like, the Sharks. We were a little bit, or like the Warriors, contending. And then, you know, we had our run, And then we started to see where it starts to mild out. And we did things like get ridiculous contracts, try to get these star players that didn't even fit the formula. And, but they thought, hey, it'll sell seats. Well, it kind of backfired. The fans got a little upset. And the last couple seasons after that contract, we just started seeing the team diminish. And sadly, I think that the Warriors may be in the same kind of spot. And they could get there a lot faster if they do contracts like Paul George, like you guys have been saying all week. Can he fit with the formula? Does it make sense? And I think a lot of fans right now are desperate, and I'm desperate, and I get it. But I think if we could, you know, just calm down and, you know, not make those desperate moves, we might actually have a better future. Maybe Paul George isn't the future. That's all I got to say. I appreciate you guys, and I listen to you every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate it. Oh, Jonathan's he's speaking my language. Careful.
Well, also, careful. You got somebody else in that camp from the YouTube chat, Adrian Gutierrez, Donnie. Going after Paul George would be a disaster, a cap hit, and the future wasted. And all I would respond to that caller and Adrian Steiny is, why do you think they're doing it then? I got my answer.
Why?
Steph Curry wants the best, and Draymond Green and Steve Kerr want the best opportunity to try to deal with this lethal West, and waiting for guys to grow and change their Pampers and all that stuff, bibs, they're not into that.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But don't tell me, and this is why I'm with Jonathan, don't tell me this ain't risky.
Oh, I would never see. I don't think I've ever said that.
Well, and that's what I think people are maybe not thinking about. If you get Paul George and get him for 4 years, you know what? Maybe next year you make the playoffs and win a round.
Yeah.
What happens after that? What happens after that? I understand that the league feels year to year more than it ever has right now, but. Yes, there is a scenario in which you go get Paul George, you give up draft picks, and it doesn't work. And now Steph's 38, and you can't use the draft to rebuild. That is a disaster. Mm. That, to me, is far more of a disaster than even running it back. But I understand, beggars can't be choosers, and right now, I do feel like the Warriors are feeling like they're a little desperate to make a move. And when that happens, things get dangerous.
What a word. What a word. And I'll say this, just going back to our visit to Chase yesterday, being able to talk to Kirk Lacobstein, they also, nobody wants to hear it. It's like the dirty little secret, and we touch on it, we tap on it. I've told you, and I really believe it to my core, Steph Curry is a one jersey guy. But somehow, let's say they strike out on this Paul George trade, they run it back, and they find out, boy, we're still far away. What I think the company and the team is doing, the organization, is trying to avoid Steph Curry going to them saying, hey, I'm not mad, but my clock's ticking. I need to go somewhere, a better situation to try to win. Where we're at, we're on different tracks, and nobody wants that. And that's what I want to tell the Warrior fans. Yeah, it's risky, but that's why I think the energy behind trying to get a Paul George is to appease Steph too, and his chances of thinking that they got a better shot. That's what
What if you get Paul George? You're still treading water, and now your cap situation is even worse. That's what Bobby Marks was talking about. Take a listen to this. This is looking down the road a little, but it's a factor.
Steph Curry is eligible to sign an extension this offseason for another year. What happens if he looks at this roster and says, wait a minute, my window is closing here. How much better are we going to get? I'm just going to play out the next 2 years.
Wow. Like that, Steiny, I got bad goosebumps, like hives. Like that's Nightmare on Warrior Street. And that's why I think they think, you know, can anybody pick up the phone and call in and be proactive? Can we hear from any Warrior fan that says, you know what, Steiny, you are right. And I think they know it is risky. It is risky. But Paul George is a damn good ball player. Does he have the perfect age on the birth certificate? No. But damn, I would love to see him in the start lineup with Draymond Green, TJD, and Steph Curry.
The 916 says, what could happen to where it wouldn't work out with Paul George? Well, over the last 5 years, he's missed 36% of his games. Over the last 5 years. Last year, he played 74 games, and that was the closest he's come to playing a full season in a while. So do you look at it and say, oh, he played 74 last year, he's fine. Or do you look at it, I wonder if he played 74, kind of like Draymond played 73 during a contract year. And let me ask you a question. Let me ask it to Evan. Well, he's not listening. You think Paul George is injury prone?
I can't say no. Is he a good ball player, Steiny?
When he's healthy, absolutely.
Okay. See, and that's part of the risk.
No doubt. But to me...
And that applies to two of your best players, even if you don't bring Paul George in here, Steiny. And Exhibit A is last season when Draymond, for whatever reason, we know the reason, wasn't available, we saw the impact. It cost him the season. So if Dray were to get... Like, you still have to deal with that thought process or that fear of your top two dudes getting hurt. Like, you can't run. That's going to be around even if you bring Paul George in here or you don't, is the point I'm trying to hammer home.
Clay, what do you think of this from Adrian Gutierrez on the YouTube chat? Paul George played on a loaded Clippers team with James Harden and Kawhi Leonard and got bounced in the first round. But he and Curry are going to go to the finals, ?
Well,
it's a fair question.
Yeah, but you kind of cooked the books to the texter because Kawhi Leonard went down. And right. When he went down, that's a different Clipper team.
Why do you think he went down?
Well,
this was the first time he tried to play season.
Yeah, and even when he didn't do that, he still went down at the most inopportune time. So he's the black cat. And maybe Paul George wants to get away from that. But I would say this, Donnie. This sounds much better.
Wait a minute.
Trying to acquire Paul George, even though it was a contract year, playing 74 games, as opposed to he played 74 2 years ago, and then last year Gooey only played 56. I feel better that he played 74 and he can hold up like he's figured something out. You know,
why would Paul George like want to get away from Kawhi?
Because he may be saying, as much as I love Kawhi and this basketball, and we had a damn good season, you get hurt in the playoffs.
Paul George is going to leave because a teammate gets hurt.
Well, it's almost three times he's got injured in the playoffs.
Right, and Paul George has missed four out of the last five years, big chunks. But what I'm saying is like...
He's available in the offs, though, Steiny.
And how does he play in the playoffs?
Kawhi Leonard.
Are we going to talk about how he plays in the playoffs?
Well, I don't think anybody could pick up the phone and say, oh, the Clippers got bounced because Paul George was no good.
Let's go to Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo Mike? How you doing, man?
Yo, it's funny how the dynasty was built on the draft, and now you're trying to trade draft picks to continue the legacy and the dynasty, which makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Why would you get Paul George by the end of his contract? He's going to be almost 40 years old, 39 years old. Nobody want to see no old-ass Paul George. We barely want to see old-ass Klay Thompson. So that makes no sense. It literally makes no freaking sense. And then Paul George is mid. You feel me?
Wow.
I'm telling y'all. He's mid. He ain't no. What are you talking? You go to Paul George? Come on, Guru. Paul George is cool.
He
but
can
he
bring
ain't,
the ball
he
up. He can
he
play make. He can play D. He can shoot
he
the three.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when it count, he ain't been doing that since Indiana.
Okay. So Mike, what do you
I'm
want him to
you,
do?
Bro.
What does Philmo Mike want the Warriors to do? You're running it. What do you do?
I want them to preserve it and just say, you know what? This ain't our year. This ain't our time. Let's do the best we can do, see what happens, and then kick the can down the road for next year or something, or see what's up. Because I don't like mortgaging the future because you don't never know what the future going to be. We built the dynasty on drafting. So I understand it's not like the NFL, how you can, you know what I'm saying, you can kind of like keep your players. But at this point, we didn't have 12 years of the big three, and it looks like they're breaking up. I, as a lifelong Warriors fan, I would never want to see just Paul George good for 1 or 2 years. And what is he giving us? What is Paul George really going to do that's that's going to put us over the top. I don't think that he's putting us over the top is all I'm saying.
Good stuff, Mike. I tend to agree with a lot of what you said. Garbage Man Tricks on YouTube. And this is that's what I'm saying, Steidy. Ask the listeners if it's more important to have a future after Steph Curry or give it all up for now. Well, I think most people are ready to give it all up for now.
And the Warriors are on that list.
If reports are true.
Yeah. I just don't think you can prepare for the future while you're in the midst or the end of a dynasty.
You know, it's like they say.
And that's why I hated Jordan Poole leaving. I thought he was a commodity, Stani. I thought he was part of that future that we talk about, that when Curry left, he still would be in his prime. And that got tricked off. And we know what happened to that. But if you think Kuminga is the future, you know, for the fans out there, and you don't want to give him up, and hey.
But you'd also ask the question, you have to think about life after Steph. But we just heard Bobby Marks say, life after Steph could be shorter than you think.
Right.
If you don't do something now.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point.
So something now is hang on to Kuminga and hope he's that guy.
Well, no, I'm saying something now could be trading Kuminga for Paul George.
Oh, yeah, right,
to
right,
appease
right,
Curry.
Right, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, and for all we know,
I'm on that train.
And I know it's nobody could imagine this, but I think Curry is a killer on and off the court. What if the Warriors say, "Hey, Steph, let's extend you now," and he said, "Nah, that's all right. Not right now. I don't need an extension. We're good."
Yeah.
That would be a message in and of itself.
No.
Let's go to Maria is in Pinole. Hey, Maria, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Hey.
Enjoyed the sunshine.
Yeah.
Enjoyed all the moves yesterday. That was pretty exciting.
For sure, for sure. You want Paul George?
I could see why the Warriors would want him. I think pretty much we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. We're not getting to the championship next year unless I just don't see it. I think Clay's probably on his way out, sadly. But Paul George puts people in the seats. It gives us the attention. It makes people want to watch Warriors game on TV. That'd be exciting to see a player like him playing with Steph and with Draymond. Unless Kuminga takes some amazing jump and becomes Kawhi Leonard next season, we're pretty much not going to run it all the way back to the title. I don't think so. So at least this makes it interesting to watch the Warriors. I don't want to trade too many young guys, though. I like the young guys we got. I want to see them play. But it would be nice to have somebody like Paul George on the team to just make it more interesting and exciting and new.
Well, you know what, Maria?
Thanks for the call.
I mean, that's where I'm always with Maria. Always. Give me the action. Give me the action.
You're not the highlight guy. That's what you get.
No, but highlights.
That ain't you.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
the buzz.
Action. Yeah, buzz.
That's why
action.
You wanted Bronny for the buzz.
Yeah. That's why. That shocked me. What was the other one that's why I was so happy with myself for correctly predicting Chris Paul coming to the Warriors, because I knew it would get some people feeling it some sort of way.
That was pretty good. You got that. We can't take it from you.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Now here's when people start texting in.
Right, twice a day.
Texting in. Dallas in five. Dallas in five.
It was six.
Let's go to James in Palo Alto.
Hi.
Hey, James.
Maybe to herself, but she doesn't talk about it.
You're on radio. Hey, James.
Yeah, don't get in trouble, Jay.
Darn. I kind of wanted to eavesdrop more.
I was into what was he saying.
It was wrong. Well, it's the kind of thing that if we let him go, we could get fired.
Yeah.
Who knows what was going on?
Because I've had relationships dissolve because of what somebody heard on the phone when the other person thought it was hung up.
Tell me more.
A marriage is broken up.
Yours?
No.
Oh, I thought you said...
I'm not divorced.
I thought you said you were.
No, I'm friends.
Oh.
You know him, but I can't say it.
Wow. Relliford?
Nah.
Dez?
I can't
49er
say it. This is too personal.
I'm just naming everybody. Big Dez?
Yeah, no, it ain't.
Was it Big Dex? Squirt?
Oh, that's Dez's original squirt. Oh, man.
Mike's in Livermore wants to talk about Paul George.
Let's go, Mike.
what's afternoon, guys? How are you guys doing?
Oh, dynamite.
So there's no way in the world I would do that. I would not mortgage the team or the franchise just to get Paul George. That's another dirty guy that we're going to need more Jericho for these older guys. And he gets hurt. To me, I just think we should just let it run, to let it take its course, let's develop all the young guys that we have, and in the future, we'll be a better team for it. But to mortgage the franchise and to do that, we'd be in a, like you said, Steiny, we'd be in a heck of a lot of trouble in the future. And nobody's going to want to see the team in the future if they don't have a decent team out there. So I say no. No Paul George. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Wow, you mentioned that. He's like you, Steiny. You got some stands out there. They just, it's birth certificate or bust. This is not a physical. It's not, you know, it's not a diabetic test.
Did you watch last year?
It's basketball. Paul George is still playing at a high level, along with Steph and along with Draymond Green.
Who won the title and how old were their players?
Boston.
So you really think, like, the Warriors could challenge Boston, a team with four, you know, Drew Holiday's up there. Like,
it sounds crazy now.
It does. So why would you do it?
Because I'm not all the way to where it's impossible. It's not. First, you got to worry about the West. First, you got to qualify for the playoffs. How do you do that? You try to get better. And that's what Paul George represents to me. The Warriors getting better. I feel like everybody's trying to take the final exam without taking the pop quizzes first. We got it. You got to build towards that. We got to form this new identity. You do that in camp. You roll the ball out. You start playing. Then you find out what you got. And then you go for the gusto.
What you got is a core of 35-year-old players who you're asking to play 9 months of high-level basketball. And I just don't think in this day and age that's realistic.
Mm.
And here's what I mean. If Paul George and Steph Curry and Draymond Green play all year, play 75 games apiece. God, and even Clay's there too. They play 75 games apiece. I do not think they will be able to sustain a run for 10 weeks and beat the teams they're going to have to beat who are so much younger after they played a full season to get the 4 seed. Mm. Then I believe they won't play 75 games because they're going to be banged up. They're going to have to load manage. Somebody's going to tweak something. And when that happens, then you're not going to be able to get the 4 seed. And you're going to go into the playoffs as a 7 seed. And I don't think it's realistic to get there from a 7 seed.
But you can't live like that, partner.
What does that mean?
Assume you're like, I hope you don't think you're being profound when you say an older player might get hurt. A younger player can get hurt. Steiny, you can't control that.
Dude,
that's all I'm saying.
Who's more likely to get hurt? Are you okay? Let me ask you this. Would you bet right now? Who's going to play more games, Paul George or Michael Porter Jr.? Or anybody 25 years old?
I actually might take PG there.
Well, but Evan, I'll give you that.
But you're the same guy. Second month of the season, Paul George will sprain an ankle. He'll be out 7 weeks, and you'll go, Steiny, who could have predicted this? You're gonna.
Seriously. This is why the trade is trying to get
done. It's not just hurt. It's not just getting hurt. It's the run. It is so hard to go all season
and I'm
with
not
a veteran
that.
Group and then play in the playoffs.
But I'm not going to live my life or operate my team predicated on the worst case scenario of injuries. Injuries could pop any time. Guys can get hurt in training camp. The bottom line is, Steiny, who's the Warriors second?
Forget the Warriors second.
Let me ask you this. Who's the Warriors second best player right now? And that's if you have Paul George, I know who the Warriors' second best player is. But it's about getting Curry help.
Well, what if you don't have Kuminga under that circumstance?
Then you got rid of your third best player. I still know who the second best player is.
Okay, well, that doesn't necessarily make you better.
I think the Warriors think so.
Well, they must if they're going after Paul George. Yeah. But maybe for all we know, they're going after Paul George, but they have no interest in trading Kuminga, and it won't happen because they're not ready
to trade
Kuminga. And I'm just fighting
Kuminga. You can't predict the injury thing.
You can predict the injuries. Older players get injured more. They do. Here's the other thing I can predict. They're declining. Paul George Draymond Green and Steph Curry are declining. That, like,
but together now, is that, they can offset it.
How?
And they're still, because they're damn good, Steiny. Okay. LeBron's declining, but he's still effective and damn good.
And they were a 9 seed. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let me ask Warrior fans that, because it's not just about getting hurt. It's about, can a three-man core that's all 35, 36 years old, is it realistic to expect they can put together a whole regular season and a whole postseason? I think that's asking a hell of a lot. But if you think it can be done, then you think it can be done. 888-957-9570 is the number.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.